ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin. We're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hameses zehedyet v'hameses esahedyet." The Havmina was that it meant Hameses zehedyet, meaning lafuke a navi, and Hameses esahedyet lafuke a rabim, that a navi that's meses doesn't get skila, gets chenek. And the Mesis is Aram, the Mesis in Yidachas would get Sayif, but the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. HaMesis HaHedid means, when Rashi says he's a Hedid V'Sheita, and means this Kalanayig boy that you don't give him Asra, and Mesis Es HaHedid is like Loizu Avzu, Mesis is a Hedid a Yochid, and then, and also Mediach, which is Medicha in Yidachas, the Mesis Aramim. They both get skila. That's the Maskana Sagamar. And he explains, he says, Yeshir Bama Complaini, Kach Achelis, Kach Sheisa, Kach Mativa, Kach Meria. He tries to describe the Avei Dezara. Comes from the Pasuk, Kach Krevi Menu, Achaike Mimenu. Like the Gemara said earlier. And then the Mishnah says, Kol Chayve Misa Shebetaria Machminin Aleim Chutz Mizu. All Chayve Misa, you don't trap them. You don't trap somebody to get him to do something to be Chayve Misa. Forget, you need Asra. You have to tell him, forget, you're trying not to kill him. You're not trying to kill him. Mesis is different. Mesis, because of Leisachmal, Leisachasolov, there's a din that forget. You trap him, you try to get him to be Chayiv Misa if you know that he's going to be Mesis. And the Mishnah explains, Amalishnaim, hey Nadav, maybe you may still have Besim, a cycle and I say. If you tell two people, they're the Adam, you bring him to Besim, they stone him. But Amala Echon, so what does the one do? He's not an aid. He can't be an aid. So how is he going to get a misa? So he tries to trap him. First of all, he tells him, oh, interesting. How about telling it to my friends? So that way he could tell it to two people, and then you could kill him. But if he's smart, and he says, I can't, I'm afraid they might bring me to Bezin and stone me. So you trap him with Edom that's on the other opposite defense. We're a private place here, so come tell me what you said. And the guy tells him. And then, how can we forsake the Eivishna and go be Eivid Getschke's idols? He says, you know, you're right. So that's fine. No, that's what we should do. So then the people who are opposite defense, they bring him to the Bezin and he gets skila. And kan the Mishnah. So the Teis Yontif already tells us, why does this Mishnah tell you to try to convince him out of it? You know, you're machminin malov. So as soon as he says that we should be oivet avei desire, why don't you right away take him to Bezin? What's this thing of telling him, teich naniach esalakeinu shebishamayim? So the Teis Yontif answers, because this is a trap. If he voluntarily says it in front of two people, so we have no rachmanas in him, we take him to Bezin. But if you tricked him into doing it, you got to give him a chance to be chayzer. In other words, the chayma that was saying that you could trap him, you got to make it a little bit lacht of him, and you have to give him a chance to retract. So the Rishash points out that the Teis Yontif is mashman at dafka when he says it in front of one aid, and you bring him, and you machmina le'edim achar again, and then you say, then you're supposed to tell him, hech naniach ha'salakeinu shebashamayim. Mashayin kein, if he said it in front of two aidim, there's no such din. But the Rishash says that Teizun afchesim beis is mashma not that way. Teizun afchesim beis, he says that a mesis needs some hasra. It says in the Gemara there that a mesis does not need hasra, and he says he needs some Esra. V'Esra na mitzorech b'meisis. That you have to tell him, Heich naniach avinei shebashamayim v'navid eitzim avanim. You don't tell him that if you go and do the sever, you'll get misa. But you do tell him, Heich naniach eselakenei shebashamayim v'nelech v'navid eitzim avanim. So the Rashash is medayik in Taisus that since he's calling an Esra, and he's saying that the Mesas needs some Esra, Vaisus, you always have to tell it him, because there has to be some kim of the din Esra. But the Mishnah is not mashma that way. The Mishnah says, Amlish naim hei neidah, v'nei sebezim, v'seiklun eisei. It's mashma, like the Taisyan, is medayik, that when you have two edim, there's no din b'chlal. Now the emphasis, the Yad Ramah, has a long arichas on this. He says, t'mi mahalchem, what's the pshat in heich naniach, what's the pshat in you telling him that? And what's the chilik between when he says it to two edim, or when you trap him and you have the two edim achari again, he's saying it to one eid. The first pshat is like similar to Taisin Afchesim Beis. It's the inyan of Asra. But he says about two edim, you don't need any Asra, because that's the lane is Asra. If there are two edim there with the potential of bringing him to Bezdin, that's called Asra. Mashenkin, when he doesn't even know the two edim are there, you're trapping him. So then it's mamish no Asra. His mamish caught unaware. He didn't think there was any possibility of him getting misa. So the mailer, that's why you have to go and tell him heich naniach to give him epis asra. That's his first pshat. That heich naniach is asra, but by two eid you need asra. He's called the mischief aimit. His second pshat is like this. His second pshat is that heich naniach is not asra. Heich naniach is a way to try to get him not to do the aveir. But why don't we do it by two eidim? As Zakta, by two eidim, it wouldn't help if he's chayzer, because we'll say the reason why he's chayzer is because he's afraid. He came to two eidim, he thought that he could convince them, but once he sees it not on his side, once he sees it saying, Heich naniach, elokeinish hashmayim v'nelech v'navad eitzim avanim, so even though he would prefer to continue doing it, but he realizes it's too dangerous, so Mamela, he's still interested in being mesis, but it's too dangerous, so Mamela, he's chayzer by. But that's a Rumi Kamarim, so we don't accept that Chazara. We're going to bring him to Bezin anyway. Mashengen, if it's one aid. So that he has no reason, he has no incentive to be Chazer. He Bechal doesn't know there's two aidim here. Why is he being Chazer? Elamai, he's sincerely being Chazer. If he's sincerely being Chazer, we let him be Chazer. Chazak the Yad Ramah, the Nafkamina Lalacha between the first Pshat and the second Pshat, is according to the first Pshat, there's a requirement to say Heich Naniach. If you didn't say Heich Naniach, you can't give him Skila. There's a requirement of some form of Asra. By two Eidim, Das Alein is called Asra. By one Eid with the Eidim Acheri together. So there's a requirement of some form of Asra. And if you don't do it, you can't give him Skila. Hashegin, according to the second Shah, it's not required. Baharai, by two Eidim, you don't do it. It's not required. It's a Teva. You want to have some Rachmanis in him to try to get him to be Chazer. And how come by two Eidim not? Because by two Eidim, we're not going to accept the Chazara. Because by two Eidim, we're going to say Rumi Kamarim, but by one aid, we'll understand that it's a sincere Chazara. So why not try to get him to be Chazer? But b'di'evit, if he didn't do it, the Vada would work. And he says, V'David Tzarech Talmud, if la'alacha, you didn't say Heich Naniach, if you can give him Skila. And then he says the third pshat, the very Kishmak of pshat, he also says he likes his pshat the best. And Taka sounds very logical. He says, if somebody comes to somebody and asks him, should I be Eved to Savei Dezara? And the guy says, yes, I think you should be Eved to Savei Dezara. Zakti is not a Mesis, because he didn't initiate it. A Mesis has to be the initiator. If you ask somebody his opinion, if you should or should not be Eved to Savei Dezara, he didn't initiate the conversation, he's not a Mesis. So a Mele Tainet Derama, if a guy comes to two Edim and tells them, let's go be Eved Avodah Zarah. I think you should be Eved Avodah Zarah. Yeshir Mo complaining, Kach Oichel, Kach Sheisel, Kach Metiva, Kach Miriam. He's a Mesis. You bring him straight to Bez and you give him Skila. But it comes to one person, yeah, he's a Mesis, but you don't have two Eidim. Now that one person has the two Eidim Acharei together. And he tells me, tell me what you told me before. So this guy's not initiating the Asasa now. You're initiating him. You're telling him to tell you. That's not a Mesis. So even though he admitted that he was a Mesis earlier, but you can't kill someone because of his admission. So we don't have two Eidim on a Mesa Asasa, because when he repeats what he said before, because he was asked to repeat it, that's not a Mesa Asasa B'chalal. That wasn't from his initiation. So that's why you gotta set him up that he should do initiate. So you tell him, Tell me what you said before, he says it, and you tell him, no, we can't do that. And then he starts on with you when he says, that's called he's initiating it. Because once you told him you're not interested, and he kept on going, and he persisted, that's already a ma'aseh asasa. So the third pshat is, it's not asra, and it's not stam rachmanis, because let's see if he could be chayzer, let's have rachmanis on him a little bit, because since we're being so machman and we're trapping him, let's at least have a little rachmanis to give him a chance to back out, like it is in the second pshat. It's in order to shaft that it should be a ma'aseh b'chalal. Because if you ask him to say over what you said before, that he's not being ma'aseh. He's just answering your question when you asked. If you start arguing with him and then he keeps going, then he's a ma'aseh. That's why he b'chayev misa. That's the outer master pshat. And now I want to see another big sugi in the Paiskim, which is Negei Tawa sugi. The Gemara brings a brisa which describes the achman a little bit different than the Mishnah describes it. The Mishnah says, Machminim la'edem achayri hageder. That the Edom should be on the opposite side of the fence. And the Braisa describes the Achana, Ketzet Eisenleim, and Likin Leisener Bebayis Pnimi. You light a candle in the inner room, Umashiv Le'edom Bebayis Achitzen, and you put Edom in the outer room, Kadei Shehein Rein Eisen V'Shem in his Kailai, Huein Rei Eisen. They could see him because it's light where he is, and they could hear his voice, and he cannot see them because it's dark where the Edom are. And there's no Machlekes, the Mishnah is talking about when he's talking outside. And there you hide the Edom on the other side of the fence. And the Braisa is talking about where he's talking inside, and apparently at night. And the Edom would have to be in the house in order to hear him. So there you hide the Edom by shutting the light in their room and keeping the light on in the room where the Mesis is. But it says in the Braisa, Hein Roi Neisei V'Shem Ines Kailai. And Rashi says, Hein Roi Neisei La'or Aner. If they didn't see him, they cannot say Eidus in order to Mechayev Misa. Afagav the Shal Mekali, even though they hear his voice, the Matzil Meimar Lehaviano, he could say it wasn't me. So that's why it says in the Braisa that they see him. So there's a big Machlekes of Peskim about this. What's Takalachal Maisa could Eidus be made if they recognize somebody's voice, but they didn't actually see him? Is that enough to say this to be Meitzi Maman V'chuli? Now, there's a Gemara in Chulin, Dav Tzadik Vav, which is discussing what's better. Is it better? What's a better raya? To have a simon on something, that there's a simon, and that way through the simon you could tell what it is, or Tvias Ayin, you recognize it with your eyes. So the Gemara there starts off saying that Tvias Ayin, the Gemara says that he thought Simon was better, but he found that Tvias Ayin was better, and he has it right that Tvias Ayin works, because how would a blind person be mutter with his wife? How could he be sure that it's his wife? He can't see. Elamai, he can recognize the voice. And how could anyone be mutter with his wife at night? Can't see her. Elamai, he recognize the voice. Vaistai, he said Tvias Ayin works. And then the Gemara says, I'll bring your eye, Tvias Ayin is better than Simon, because if you say that you saw someone kill someone, you recognize him, so then you kill him. Rashenkin, if you say that he had this in the simon, you didn't recognize the person. You just know that he had a simon, and you see that same simon on this person, so that's why you want to say he's the murderer. Doesn't work. Vayistayis Tvias Ayin is better than Simonim. So the Gemara there seems to put together Tvias Ayin, the color, recognizing a voice, with Tvias Ayin of recognizing a person. So that's a mashmois, that recognizing a voice works as if you recognize a person, and that's why Asumas Mutta Be'ishtai. Now, there's a Gemara earlier about it's in the third parak that someone had two Edom in a canopy, and he asked someone to be Maida, and without him seeing the Edom, and the person was Maida, and then he said, are you masking that even Edom that are sleeping should be Edom? And he said no, so that wasn't considered Edom. If he said yes, then the Edom in the canopy could be made that he was Maida. So the question is, the Edom in the canopy, are they just hearing his voice, or are they actually seeing him? And those could you be made just by recognizing his voice, or they have to like peek out of the canopy and see him? So the Ksais in Simon Pei Aleph and Sif Yud Gimel, which discussing about the Edom in the canopy, he first brings this Gemara in Chulin, that sounds like Tvias Ayin the Kol is good enough. But he says, but our Gemara here, in the 7th Perek of Sanhedrin, of Samach Zayin, there it's Mavur, that hearing a voice is not good enough. And he brings, Kseis brings a Prichadash on the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perakei Halacha Gimel, the Prichadash on the Rambam, and the Shamsi Frankel, whether it's in the back, in the Sefer Likutim, that brings this Raya from the Gemara and the Rashi, that recognizing a voice is not enough. That's what Rashi says, because he could say it's not him. I, the Gemara in Chulin, says that recognizing a voice is enough, and the Gemara seems to be medamit to recognizing the person. So he says, that's Lagabe Isser. That old Gemara in Chulin was talking about Lagabe Isser. Lagabe Basish and Asalam and Ayin, whether you can recognize it's the same one. Lagabe Isser, recognizing the voice is good enough. But Lagabe Edus, it's not good enough. You have to actually see the person. Recognizing the voice is not good enough. That's tain at the Brichadash. But then the Brichadash says that he has a dichli, that maybe in Agamar it's different because someone who's a Mesis is going to speak in a whisper. And when someone whispers, that disguises his voice, and he can't really recognize the voice properly if someone's whispering. And the Brichadash says v'cheinikr. But the Ksais disagrees. The Ksais holds that the Brichadash first said is the correct one. The Ksais holds it's often a raya from Agamara, that recognizing a voice is not genug to be Edus, and it can't be Maitzi Mammon even just from recognizing a voice. You have to actually see the person. It's only good enough for Esurim. Now, there's a Chassam Sefer in Chayshe Mishpat Simon Beis that agrees with the Ksais. He doesn't bring the Ksais, he says it himself. But he just declares that maybe another reason why it's not a Raya from Agamara, because he brings the Ramban and Chumash on the din of a kol, on the pasuk of a kol kol Yankiv, that says that people could impersonate other people's voices. So here, we're doing achmana, you're trapping him, so maybe faket, maybe this whole achmana is a plot in order to implicate somebody who's not an asis. So then, the person would impersonate the voice. So then, the guy Kataina, it wasn't my voice. I was framed, I was impersonated. That's what I have to see him. Mashenkin, when he just hears somebody, when he's not, you don't have any shash, he's trying to impersonate the voice. See, that would also explain the case by the two Edom in the canopy, where also you're trying to get someone to be Maida, so you can mechayev him in Bezdin, and you're warning him that there might be Edom here, but what you're doing is particularly to get him to be Maida. So maybe if I care, maybe it's a plot by the Malva that he wants to impersonate someone, he wants to be mechayev someone, so he can get his friend who knows how to impersonate voices to say a voice that sounds like that voice. So that taka wouldn't work. But if you hear Lefitumai, stam somebody talking, so then maybe you could be made. But the Ksam Sefer Lamaisa doesn't hold that way. Lamaisa the Ksam Sefer Paskins like the way the Ksay says that a Tvias Ein the Kol is not good enough. And what about the Gemara about Suma Mutta Be'ishtaim and the other Mutayim the same Lilak with Tvias Ein the Kol? That's only got to be Surim. You can't be Maitzi Mammon. It's not considered an Edus. So that's a shita of the Ksais and the Ksam Sefer. Mashing in the Nesivus there, in Simon Bey Aleph, and the Shara Mishpat, in Simon Laman Hay, they hold that a voice recognition is good enough. And the Shara Mishpat there, he brings a tshuva from the Avodah Sagir Shuni, which makes a chilek. He says that voice recognition is good enough only if the person's not machish. But if the person's machish, then it's not good enough. But the Shara Mishpat holds not the way. He holds voice recognition is always good enough. And it brings Raias. One of his Raias is from the Gemara that we mentioned in Sanhedrin about the two Edom in the canopy. And he also, I guess, it's a Deichik to say they were peeking out and seeing him. And his other Raya is that there's a halacha that the Rambam brings, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring, and that's here in Simon Laman Hey, that a blind person is pasul Edus. Because since it's a din of Eira, someone who's blind is pasul Edus. And that's a psul be'etzim. It's not only because he can't see, and therefore, stami can't be made because he happens not to be able to see. No, it's a psul. Lamashal, even if he saw before he was blind, it's possible because he needs klas of a sefer bekashus. It's a psul of a blind person is learning from xeris akas of ayra. So the lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that even though he could tell by the voice, and his edus seems correct, it's still possible as a psul of a blind person. So he says, he seemed a furish, the way the Rambam and the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch bring the halacha that a blind person is possible, and the right, even though he could recognize the voice, Weiss's voice recognition is a valid edus. It's just because he's blind it's possible. L'chayr shtaker raya. Next time Seif also brings the raya against him. But that's what the Shara Mishpat and the Nesivus hold. The Shara Mishpat brings it as a raya, that recognizing the voice is a good edus. Because I'm safe as mantcha the raya, the piskei tshuva also brings down such a pshat that maybe the blind person, it's more than just recognizing the voice, he also feels the person, so he could tell by feeling it, and that's how he reads the words, avli shemakra kol viha anashim, that he recognizes the voice and the person, because blind people could also feel with their hands, and that's how they could tell the difference between people. But al kopanim, that's the shita, again, the ksais and the ksam sefer hold that recognizing a voice is not good enough for edus, and the Sharon Mishpah and the Sivas holds it is. And what do you do with our Gemara, which says that the Edom have to see the person, you have to have a light on in the base primi and dark in the Bayis Chitzin so they could see him, and Mishayim is Kailai, Vaisis hearing the voice doesn't help. So he already said two Terutzim. We said the Teretz of the Pre-Chadash because he is whispering, you won't be able to recognize his voice. We said the Teretz of the Chsam Sefer because he will Chayshish that someone's Bedafka impersonating the voice and it's not the same. And the case where he just stam heard the voice. But they have a third teretz. They say, here we're talking about dini nefashis. And we spoke about this at the end of the fourth peg. Dini nefashis, according to the Rambam al kopanim, you need ria. You need to see. It doesn't matter if you know for sure. Even if you have an umdana brua, you know 100% for sure that the guy did it, but you didn't see it. There's a din by dini nefashis. You need ria. That's exeris akasav. That's how they learned the Gemara with Shim and Shetach. That he knew 100% for sure the guy killed. He came into the room running after him with a knife, and then afterwards they saw him with the knife and bloody knife, and the person's dead, and no one else was there. You know 100% for sure he killed, but it doesn't matter. You need ria. So voice recognition is enough. It's enough of a vaday ibriris to be made for Mammon. But for nefashis, you need ria. That's the teretz on this Gemara. That's why it's bechal not a raif in this Gemara. But here's an interesting machlekes ksais in Nesivas, because the Meshevev of the Nesivas there in Simpe Aleph says he doesn't understand what the Nesivas is saying. If voice recognition is foolproof, so there is Ria. That means you saw him. What's the difference if you saw him or you heard him? As long as it's foolproof, that's Mamash Ria. If it doesn't work at the Pshat, it's because I don't know for sure that it's him. Maybe it's not him, and then it won't work for Mammon either. But if you know for sure that it's him, that's not an umdana. It's not circumstantial evidence that you have a raya that he did it. That's that you saw the actual thing. What's the difference if you see him or you hear him? As I fact the ksais. So this is a very interesting machlekes in lamdas that the Sharon Mishpah and the Sivas Vaisteis Nem Dun that the din riya means kipshutai, riya, eyesight. The fact that you hear something, that's not riya b'chlal. So even if it's clearly the riya is clear, and you can be saimach on it 100% that it's true. Fine, that's like an umdana, that's 100% umdana. It works for dinei mamonis, but for dinei nefashis, you need riya. But shaykh and the ksais tams are no. There's no din b'chlal, you need eyesight. The din is that you have to actually witness the event with one of your five senses, either shmi or riya, they're both good enough. The only thing is, if the Riyah, if the Shmiyah makes it that you're not sure, you can't, someone telling somebody's voice is not an exact thing. You can hear his voice and still you're making a mistake. You think you heard his voice, Ukadaima, so then it won't work. Mashenkin, if you're going to say that you can be Saimachan at 100% to be Maitzi Mammon, so the Ksais holds that is exactly the same thing as Riyah, that would work for Dini Nefashis as well. And Chesanta Machlaikis. Al Kapanam Lugufe Shel Adavar, the various achrenim that speak about it, but it's clear it's a machlekes rishenim. Like we said, it's a machlekes achrenim, the ksais and ksam seif hold it doesn't work, the shar mishman sivis holds it does work, but it's a machlekes rishenim also. I mean, Rashi command is mefurish like the ksais. Rashi says, afagav de shomei lekolei, de matzil lemei malav loy havi ano. Even though they heard the voice, still he could say it's not him. It's a daichik to say, I mean, you could say maybe like the ksam seifa that it was impersonated. And the Pre-Chadash is l'chayr a bigger daichik to say that because he was whispering. But you can't say that the pshat is you don't have riyah. Because Rashi says, clearly, it's not the pshat you don't have riyah. Rashi says he could say, l'havi ano. So Rashi is saying l'chayr kloy, not like the Nesivas in the Sharon Mishpat. And the Emma says, it's more mefurish in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is 100% mefurish. He dances on the Shaila. And he brings this riyah from the Gemara that you need riyah. And the Ksais actually brings the Ramah, even though the Achreinim did not have the Yad Ramah. But the Shilta Gibarim brings this Ramah in the third parak, and the Ksais brings it from the Shilta Gibarim on that sugi with the Edom in the canopy, that's where the Ramah says this thing, that you need Riyah. He says like this. The Rama says the following. He says that the Brisa says that she roi nesiv v'shayim in eskoyloi. Ikashalach, there's a Gemara in Gittin that says that the sumer could bring a get because of tvius ayin dekola. So Vay says, you don't have to see tvius ayin dekola is good enough, hearing the voice is good enough. That's why a sumer could bring a get. So he says, mi dami, that's not edus. That's just iser. So male that works. But for edus, you need that you should see him. And he brings two rayas. The first raya he brings is that says the sumer is mutter b'ishta with tvius ayin dekola. And by edus, we find the sumer is puzzle. That raya l'chari is a bissel shver, because l'chari the psul suma is a psul aguf. L'chari the raya is like the achrayim will bring a raya the other way, that you see that you have to come on to a psul of suma, vices, otherwise tvi asayin the color would work. But he brings a raya this way. You see, a suma is mutta b'ishik tvi asayin the color, and he's still not good enough for edus. And then he brings another raya, that the Gemara in Yevamis that says, that someone in a bar that says, kisu get l'ishi, the Gemara sakashav alechash dul mashedhum. The Gemara says that you saw a shadow and you saw a shadow of a shadow, so a shade can't have a shadow of a shadow. Well, what's the problem? Maybe you recognize the voice. Vayisayt's voice recognition doesn't work when you need Eidus. So it's Mefurish, it's not only by Nefashis, by Eidus of Gittin, he says it, by Sumo, which is Eidus of Mammon, he says it. The Yad Ramah is Mefurish, and that's how we learned about Gemara, that voice recognition does not work for Eidus, it only works for Yisur, Mamish like the Ksais and the Sam Sefer. But on the other hand, there's a tshuva from the Rimagash, which is brought, the later Achreinim bring it. It was very negative, the shaila to the later Achreinim, mostly by Agunis. There are various cases that came up by Agunis where someone died and no one was able to see exactly who it was, but someone was made that he recognized the voice who it was. The shaila is that good enough for Agunis? Is that good enough to be made that the Baal died? So the tshuva is from various Achreinim. There may be Hilchazay the Simon Zion and the Marcheshes, Chelik Vav, Chelik Bay Simon Vav, and the Mishkan is Yankov. And the Achiezer, he brings it in the middle, the Achiezer, Chelik Gimel Simon Vav, he brings his Jewish Rimi Gash, Kufim Des. Rimi Gash is Mamish Mefurish, going Mamish on this Shaila. Is Tvias Ayin the color good enough for Eidus or not? And he says yes, and he brings the Gemara in Chul and Dafzad the K about the Summa that is Mutta Ben Hashem because Tvias Ayin the color. And he brings the same raya the Yad Ramah brings. He brings a fakert that the Mushlach Babari says, why does it work? Elamai, because you recognize the voice. Very interesting. The Yad Ramah says a raya that, since the Gemara asks the Kasha Shem Hashedu, he says, you don't recognize the voice. And the Rimagash Nem's on that, no, that Gemara is a raya that you do work with voice recognition. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in the third parak about the two Edom in the canopy. That would be good enough Edom. And he says, are you going to say maybe they peeked through the canopy and saw him? He says, If it says him in a stam, you don't know how they saw him, rather they only heard him, and he doesn't bring Agamara Bechlal. But I'll call upon him, Agamara, maybe he'll answer like the Nesivis, that for Nefashis you need Ria. Maybe he'll answer like the Prichadash, that the Agamara said in a whisper, so he couldn't recognize his voice. But I'll call upon him, it's often a Machlaikas Yishainim. The Chuvish Rimigash Sim and Kufmem Tess dance on this very Shaila and brings the Rayas that the Achreinim bring. That Tvias Eimid the Kala works, and he paskins that he can be Maitzi Mammon with Tvias Eimid the Kala. And the Yad Ramah Ifanart learns from our Gemara and from other Gemaras that Tvias Eimid the Kala only works by Surim and not by Mammon. And that's the Machalikas Yishayim. It's also a Machalikas Apaiskim, the Ksais and the Ksam Seifal that doesn't work, the Nesivah Shemishbal that does work, and the later Achrein and the Chuvis, Danabad at very stark Linyan Aguna. And now let's go weiter, let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, talks first about HaMediach, and the Gemara says that's Medicha Irinidachas, and this Mishnah holds it the Chayiv Skila. And then it talks about Mechashev. That's also one in the Skalim, Mechashev, someone who does Kishuf. So the Mishnah says, someone who does an actual act of Kishuf is Chayiv, but not someone who's just Eiches HaSeinayim. Rashi says he shows people as if he's doing a maisa, and he does not do anything. And Rashi explains one of them is actually picking the kishuim, and the kishuim are actually uprooted, and that's why he's chayiv. But the one who shows us ke'ilu he did it, but really the kishuim didn't move, just people think the kishuim moved, he's pater. So there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim and in the Peskim about Oichas Zeseinayim. What exactly does it mean? And what exactly is the Agdara? And what does it mean, Pater? Pater L'chayim means Pater Aval Aser. Is this Issa D'Irangso or is this Issa D'Rabanan? The Rambam Pirush Rishnayim seems to say that it's an Issa D'Rabanan. But the problem is, the Gemara earlier on Daf Samachayim and Beis says that Loisa Einanu, the Gemara is different pshat than Loisa Einanu, what Ma'inan is, what the Torah is, Layimatsu Becham Ma'inan, and one of them is a chum maimim ze ha'eches ha'seinayim. So that sounds like there's an issur d'oraisa of eches ha'seinayim that's nichlal in loisa einanu. And here it's mashma that it's an issur d'rabanan. And the Rambam brings both of these down in the Yat. The Rambam in Peiket Alpha Lachet Tes, when he says asala einan, he explains what does it mean asala einan. He says v'cheina eches ha'seinayim u'medam b'fnei roim sh'aisa ma'isa timahin. Someone who pretends to someone that he did something marvelous and he didn't do it, then he's b'chal ma'inin and he gets malchus. But then, and that's an alachates. Alachates well, when he gets to mechashef, he says a mechashef chayev skil v'hu sh'asa ma'isek shafim aval oiches esnayim v'hu sh'yirah sh'asa v'hu lo yasa loike makas meredis. And that sounds like that, you know, he says clearly, you don't get Malchus, you just get Malchus Maridus. And then he explains, when they shall lives an emma b'mechashev b'chlal le'yimotze b'cha, is the life should eat Lazarus Mises Bezenu v'ein loikon of Shem Machshev v'loi Sechaya. So the Rambam in Yad is mashma, that the Eichas is name of the Mishnah's Pater Avalosu is an Issa Deir Eisa, you just don't get Malchus because it's the life should eat Lazarus Mises Bezden. But he does say you get Malchus, he does say that you get Malchus Maridus. But the problem is, the Rambam also brings down before on Leisa Einanu that you do get Malchus. And he says the same thing about Eichas HaSeinayim. So there's a lot of Mefarshim about this. And we'll just say a little bit the Rosh HaDvarim, that the Kesef Mishnah has one pshat, and other Mefarshim also go with this pshat. That it's the same thing. It's the same Eichas HaSeinayim. What he said earlier, that you get Malchus, means you get Malchus Al Tzma'inin. And when he says now, that you don't get Malchus, you get Malchus Maridus, that's mitzad the din of Mechashef. But you're really doing two things wrong. You're being Ma'inin, and for that you get Malchus. You're being Mechashef, and for that you can't get Malchus, because there is a Ptur Misa, because you're not an Eisa Maisa. And that Ptur, but and there's no Malchus, because the Lav Shin Lazarus Misa's Bezdin. That's one Mahalach. But then he says a second Mahalach, and several Mefarshim learn like this, that the Eichas HaSeinayim earlier is different than the Eichas HaSeinayim here. There are two different types of Eichas HaSeinayim. But the different ways, there's subtle nuances, differences between how to understand what are the two types of Eichas HaSeinayim. The Beis Yosef says it in this Eifin. He says the Eichas HaSeinayim by Lois Einanu, the Rambam's Nusach is, he's medama b'fnei ha'roim sh'oisa ma'asa timohin v'hu lo yasa. He's medamed and he did something completely supernatural. So people see a supernatural thing happening. Really nothing happened. They just think it happened. It's an illusion. But they see a supernatural thing happening. That you get Malchus. Masha'en Kain, the other Rambam that says, Ha'eichas naivu she'yirah she'asav u'hu lo'yasav like a Malchus Maridus, what happened wasn't a supernatural thing. It's like the Mishnah said, it was l'kutis kishuim. It was just kishuim getting picked. That's a natural thing. Just he's showing them that he did it derech kishuf, but he really didn't do it derech kishuf. It just looks like he did derech kishuf, and what he did wasn't supernatural. So in the middle, that's why you don't get Malchus. That's an issa without Malchus. But the Bach and the Tshuvas HaRamah seems to bring the same shot b'shein, the Maram Landau, says a different chiluk, a slightly different chiluk. That the Eichas HaSeinayim that gets Malchus as Nichol Leisa Einanu is nothing to do with kishuf. The Rambam didn't mention the word kishuf there. The Rambam simply mentioned ha'oiches ha'seinayim u'mar b'fnei roim sh'oisa ma'isa timoin v'hu lo yasa ha'reza b'chal ma'inim v'loika. Someone who convinces people he did a ma'isa timoin and he didn't, he gets malchus. But it doesn't mention anything about kishuf. The other Rambam, ha'mechashef, he says a mechashef chayim skila aval oiches ha'seinayim v'hu sh'yirish sh'asa v'hu lo yasa loika ma'kis ma'idis. So they're learning that that means he did it on Yedei Kishuf. How is the Eichas HaSeinayim in the second one, which he says you don't get Malchus? That he did on a day kishuv. So when you do something on a day kishuv, that's not leisa einenu. That's mechashev. Now mechashev, he can't get malchus because it's a live shin lazarus mitzvah bezdin. But since he didn't actually do anything on a day kishuv, he was just eiches to say naim on a day kishuv. So memela, there's a p'termisa. But there's no chiyuv malchus because the live shin lazarus mitzvah bezdin. But that's when you do it on a day kishuv. When you don't do it on a day kishuv, you're mare. That's not only day kishuv, so that's not bechal mechashiv. That is another shame. That's bechal me'ainin, and a me'ainin you get malchus. And the shach also brings this pshat la'alochel ma'isa, and he says it b'shem that gaius ma'imini and the tshuvas ramah and the bach that's that he learned the chilik. That when you did the achizes einayim al yedei kishuv, you utilize kishuv to do the achizes einayim. Then you don't get malchus. It's an issa deraisa vada, but it's a live shadin lazarus misses bezin, and you do not get malchus. But when you do not use kishuv, and your oichas is enayim not through kishuv, then that's a live of leisainu, and then you do get malchus. Now the marshal, which is brought in this chuvis mer ramon in simon samach zayin, and also the radvaz in chuvis radvaz simon elef tufresh sadik hay, they both insist that if you're not using kishuv, that can't be an issa deraisa b'chlal. And they seem to say it can't be asa b'chlal. Maybe it's marasayin if you're pretending using kishuv. But there's no real issa if you're not using kishuv. This whole thing starts off, this whole parasha, is also if you're doing things al yedei kishuv. Then there's two ways you could be mechashif. You could be mechashif and you actually do something. Or you could use kishuv that it should look like you did something. And you only chayiv misa if you actually did something. But Eichaz Esnaim also means that you utilize Kishuv to be Eichaz Esnaim. And that's why the Mashal holds that the first Pshat of the Kesef of Mishnah is the correct one. That's really the same thing. The Eichaz Esnaim early in the Rambam is the same as the Eichaz Esnaim here. But before he's saying there's a Malchus of Ma'inin, and now he's saying that there's no Misa of Mechashiv, and there's no Malchus of Mechashiv. But it's only one thing, and it has to be done in the Kishuv, otherwise it's not Asa B'chalal. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Loisa Se Lamed Beis, that the Bach brings, is mashma not that way. He's mashma like these Achreinim, which ostensibly include the Bach, and the Ramah, and the Shach, and the Maram Landau that the Ramah brings, that says that even if you do without any Kishuv, it's also the Isser of Ma'inin, it's also the Isser of Achiza Seinayim, and it's a live deraisa of Ma'inin. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says like this. When he talks about Ma'inin, he brings the different things of Ma'inin. We spoke about it earlier, about astrology and things. And then he says, that's the word that we have. That's the translation that we have. He calls them Chartumim. It's an Arabic word meaning magicians. It's a type of trick, which is done partially through a quick movement, biyad, with your hand, that people think that you're doing things which you're not. Come on. Shinira isim yasa tamid, like we see these magicians do, shiika chevel, they take a rope, viyasim isim v'knaf bigden, and they put in his pakel of ne'am, v'tsiu nachash, and then they pull out a snake, viyashlich tabash laver, and they flip a coin into the ear, and then they take that very coin out of the mouth of someone who's there. He seems to be describing a typical magic show. And he says clearly, it's done with tachbulis and kalas at tenua. So the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos is mashma, even if no kishuv is being employed in the achizas inayim, it's still a lav deraisa of leisaininu. So to summarize what we said till now, we have this mishnah that says that Eichas Esenayim is Potter. We have a Gemara early in Samachayim and Beis of Braisa that says that Eichas Esenayim is Mechal Ma'inein. And we have a Rambam that in one place says that Eichas Esenayim Va'isa Maisa Timoyen is Nirik Ha'isa Maisa Timoyen V'hu Lo'yasa is Leika because of Ma'inein. And we have another place that says Mechashif is V'isa Maisa is Chayiv Skila, but if he's just Eichas Esenayim, then he's Potter and he gets Makis Mardus. But it seems that the Rambam and Yad Al Kapanim held that was also the Raisa, but you just don't get Malchus because it's live Shanit and Lazarus Mises Bezdin. And there's a Shaila I had to learn. Do you learn it's the same thing? It's all one Achizas Inayim, and there's two Isurim in Achizas Inayim. There's an Issam Ainim which you get Malkus and Issam Achashiv which you don't get Malkus. But both Achizus Inayim is employing Kishif to do the Achizus Inayim. And that's the Derech of the Radvaz and the Marashal. And that would seem like the first Teres of the Kesef Mishnah. Or do you learn, no, there's two different types of Achizus Inayim. One is Ma'inim and one is Mechashiv. But there are various ways to understand what the two types are. Ve'en La'arech Kolkach, to explain all the different various Chalukim. But the one thing which would seem very Negei Ladina is that the Bach and the Shach and the Tshuvas Ramah and the Maram Landau seem to argue stark on the Radvaz and the Marshal. The Radvaz and the Marshal insist that if you're not employing Kishuv, you can't be over any Lav Deraisa. And they're saying, no, even if you're not employing any Kishuv, and maybe that's Gufa the Chilik, that the case of Ma'ina is when you don't employ Kishuv, and the case of Mechashiv is you do employ Kishuv. But Al Kapanim, even if you don't employ any Kishuv, you're still over a Lav Deraisa. So the Chachmas Adam says, and it's brought in Kufayin Tess and the Piskei Tshuva as well, it's in Klal Pei Tess, that he says the Batchanim by Chasanis that do magic shows are over a Lav Deraisa. Those days, I guess, magic shows is Be'ikah done by Chasanis, that people would come in and do magic shows. And he says they're over a Lav Deraisa. And he says if you hire someone like that to perform by a chasna, you're over a Lav Deraisa Lifnei either, and anyone who watches them is a Mesiel De'Evi Avera. But he says he believes you're allowed to hire a guy. You're allowed to hire a guyish magician. At least he says you're allowed to watch a guyish magician. He doesn't say clearly about hiring. You're allowed to watch a guyish magician. Because a guy is not mitzvah unless ainenu. So a guy doesn't have a live deraisa as long as he's not actually employing any kishif. There's a shaila earlier if a guy is mitzvah on kishif. But unless ainenu he's not mitzvah on. But Chacham HaTzadim is saying that there's a live deraisa to make a magic show. And l'chaya, these Paiskim, the Bach, the Shach, the Ramah, the Chuli, seem to hold that way. And like we said, Kaman is Mufurish that way in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. But Lamaisa, the Chacham HaTzadim himself is saying that the minig that they had then, the Yidden did employ magicians. And that minig seemed to have stayed. And even today, there are many from people that do magic shows, and even if you're going to say it's usher, even not a professional magician would be usher. Anytime a kid would do a magic trick to impress his friends at a birthday party with Kadaima, all that would be nichol, and this is their isa. So there's a tshuva of Migros Meisha about it. The tshuva of Migros Meisha is in Yeridea, Chelik Dalet Simon Yud Gimel. He wants a taina like this. He wants a taina, Al Kapanim in the Ramah and the Maram Landau, that when it says Maisa Timoyin, it doesn't mean something that's done Aidei Mehiris Atnua. Because what's so tamu about that? Okay, fine, so a person there, he knows the trick. He's able to do it quickly without you seeing him. That's not so tamu. He wants to say that the Maisa Timoyin that he meant, and he's learning this way in the Ramah, was something that was supernatural. It's just that you're not using kishuf, which is kayaches hatuma, and shadim, and things that we'll discuss a little bit. But you're not using the kishuf, the kayach of kishuf you're not using. You're using some other supernatural thing. But it's immediately the tumayin. I assume he means ke'ain like ESP, like mind over matter, like being able to bend the spoon by just looking at it ukadaima. That if you believe there's such a thing, or you convince someone that you did that, and there are some people who believe that there's such a thing called ESP, and things can work in a way that we have absolutely no natural explanation for it. But that's how he's learning what the Maisa Timoyin is. But stam to do something, al yidei tachbula, al yidei mehiris atnua, that's not a Maisa Timoyin b'chlal. And that's how Rav Meisha wants to learn up the Tshuvas Ramah and the Maram Landau v'chuli. So they would agree with the says the Marshal and the Radvaz would hold you need mamish kishif, and they would hold no, another supernatural force could be nichlal ma'inein, but it has to be that you're doing it or pretending to be doing it in a supernatural way. But a magic show, which is basically being done in a natural way, everyone understands that you're just doing it naturally. It's just you happen to know the trick how to do it, and really anyone could do it if they would practice, if they would know the trick. So that's not bechlal the ma'isa timayin. But Rav Meisha is maskim that the Bach and the Shach and the Chacham HaTzadim don't hold this way. And they will hold it as an Issa D'Raisa, even though you're doing it al yidei tachbula. Now he holds it shver, and he wants the paskin, like what he, the way he's learning up the Ramah and the Maram Lando. But he himself says that shver to paskin keneged Rabbi Seinu. So be'etzim he'd be mishtamed from paskining altogether if he was asked. But if he was forced to paskin, he would paskin its mutter because that's what he holds. It's shver to be seimich on that because it's keneged. The shach himself learns the Ramah not that way. And it's not much to learn the Ramah like if Moshe is learning the Ramah. And like you said, the Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam is very much not mashman that way. And Kama G'dayle HaPoiskim hold that there's an Issa D'Raisa. But L'Chorin is another heter, not Rav Moshe's heter, which the Rabbi Shua Kutna, in the Sefer Yavin Das, he says it. And he says that there's a minik to be mekel. And he says, L'maisa, the Issa is when the magician is claiming to do an Al-Yidei magic, even though he's not using Kishif for it. But he's claiming that he's doing it Al-Yidei Kishuf. And there are people out there that would believe that he's doing it Al-Yidei Kishuf. That's the Isser. Mashengen, when there's no such claim, even though you're doing a Maisa Timayin, whatever it is, but you're not pretending you're doing it Al-Yidei Kishuf, so Bechlal, there was no Makom Lesser then. So it would seem it's not like the Chachmas Adam, but you don't have the Raya from the other Paiskim, the Shach and the Bach, and the Ramah, if you learn it like the Shach. Because there, you're not being Eichez Einayim Al-Yidei Kishuf, but you're pretending that you're doing Kishuf. Hashem, when you're not even pretending you're doing Kishuf, that's not Bechlal. As I also there, Meshe Shrimach has a tshuva, and tshuva is Ben Hogus Chelik Aleph, Simon Tafnan and Hey, and he also says his Svara, and he says that his Shver told him that the Chazanish said this Svara. So I think the Vart is in the times of the Rishonim, and maybe even the times of the early Achreinim, people very stark believed in Kishuf, and people could have thought that this person is there in front of them, maybe it's Taka Mechashif. There's such a thing as Kishuf, and maybe this person has that power of Kishuf, and Itaka knows the Kishuf. So that's Aser. Hashengen today, whoever believes that there was Kishuf, they certainly don't believe that anyone today that they know, any contemporary person, knows anything about how to do Kishuf. And it's well known to everyone that no one's using any type of supernatural power, any type of kishuf, any type of ruchas atumah v'chuli. It's all a show. So even if in the show they pretend ki'ilu they have a power, they say a magic word, ukadayma, but it's understood, it's just a spiel. It's believed by b'leiv kol adam that he has absolutely no intention for such a thing. So mamela, there's no makam for any type of achiza seinayim here. That's Mestama the Heter. And even though the Chacham Mestama Adam doesn't seem to hold that way, but Yesh Lissam Chalzeh, because you have Rabbi Shua Kutna, who is a big Gadol, and the Minig Olam, Mestama Einim Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im Heim. So even like the Paiskim that say that Achiza Seinayim is Asa, even if you don't do Al-Yidei Kishuf, but it's only if the Pshat is what you're doing is, officially, you're telling the Shem that you're doing Kishuf, and it's Yitachan that people actually believe that you're doing Kishuf. But if there's no makam, that if everyone understands with a clarkite that there is no kishuf here, it's a trick that people learn how to do. That's what's mufursim by everyone. That wouldn't be b'chlal the yisra v'chiza seinayim. Okay, Nira. Now let's see one more inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis says the following. Amra achia bar abba b'lateyem elu ma'asa shedim b'lahateyem elu ma'asa kshafim. Sometimes it says b'lateyem, and sometimes it says b'lateyem, and b'lateyem means ma'isa shedim, and la'ateyem means ma'isa kshafim. And Rashi says if they did it through shedim, that's ma'isa shedim. If they did it without the use of shedim, me'atzmai, by itself, that's kshafim. And the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, the kabbat amana shed, like kabbat amana kshafim. If a makbid on which kli to use, then that means that they're doing it through shedim, because shedim can only work with different kalim. If they're not makbid on the kli, they're doing it with kshafim. The Ran says a little differently the difference between kshafim and shedim, because he says, l'chayah, from the Gemara later, it's mavur, that the kshafim also were done through shedim. And he brings a Rashi that says that kshafim were done through malachei chavala, not shedim. And he says he doesn't think so. He doesn't think malachei chavala, malachei chavala, malachim. That's not what we're dealing with here. Malachim, even malachei chavala, they're malachei mala. We're dealing with Kaychas Atuma, which are Shedim. So he says, everything is done by Kaychas Shedim with B'Shemesh Shal Tuma, not Malachi Mala, Malachi Chabola. But he says there's two types. There's a type where it's not so strong, you need a keli, and that's called Maisa Shedim. And there's a type which is stronger, which you don't need a keli, and that's called Maisa Kshavim. But Rashi's Mashma, the Rashi that we have, we don't have the Malchi Chavol in the Rashi. Rashi we have is Me'atzma, it's done by itself. I think everything is done Ayidei Kaychas Atuma, but one, you need the shade to do it, and one is done by itself Ayidei Kaychas Atuma. That's the Mashmois. The Adrama says in Nusach that the Shedim are done with Maisa Shedim, and the Kshavim are done by itself. He says, if it ain't Nasim by the Shedim, hech Nasim. That's Shedim. Shedim are kind of independent people, independent entities. Kaychas Atuma that Ebrishtim made by Isin Dvarim Mosheshis Mei Breshis. That's a small mashmatim in Rashi. Of Al-Kabanim, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. It's Eifin Art, the machlokes of Yad Raman, the Chedush Eran, and it's also brought in the Torah and the Paiskim. What's the halacha with Maisa Shedim? Because the Gemara right afterwards says like this. Amar Abaye, Hilchas Kshafim Kilchas Shabbos, Yeshem Meskila, Yeshem Padra Avalasev, Yeshem Mutal Chetchila. There's some Meskila, just like Shabbos. Shabbos, you have the Raisis that are Meskila, you have the Rabbanans that are Padra Avalasev, and you have things that are Mutal Chetchila. So Kishav's also that way. Ha'isim Maisis Beskila, Ha'eches Esenayim Patra Avalasir, and what's Mutal L'chachila, Kavgini Rav Eishia, that Kol Malach Shabbasav Askev Helchis Yitzira, U'mayvilu Igla Tilsav Achilei. Using the Kaiches of Kishav to do a Maisis Skila, if you're not doing a Maisis, you're just making an illusion, then it's Patra Avalasir. We discussed this by Richas earlier, and then you have the Sefer Yitzir, which is Mutal L'chachila. So the Adrama says, where does Maisa Shedim come in? What's Maisa Shedim? Is it Skila? Is it Pater Avalasur? Is it Mutal L'chachila? Zag the Adrama, the Baal de Gemara didn't mention anything about Maisa Shedim. Vice dice that Maisa Shedim is Hainu Achlik Shafim, and it's Skila. And the fact that the Gemara said that Lateim is Shedim, and Lateim is Kishif, and made a Chilik, it's just two types of Kishif. I was just explaining the Pasuk. So that's a sheet of Rama, and it's brought in the Torah as well, that if you do a Maisa Shedim, that's mamish the same thing as Kishav, it's also Niskal. It's also Midaraisin and Schayev Skila. But the Ran is Medayik, that why didn't Abai have to tell you Kabbat Amana is Shedim and like Kabbat Amana is Kshafim? That you don't need to be Mazbut of Sukkim. Vice says from Abaya that he's making a halachic distinction. So Ibazai, what does he mean? He means that Maisa Shedim is Mutalagamri. Aye, so why did it say Maisi? Why did it say Sefer Yetzirah? Why did it say Maisa Shedim? So it says like this, because Sefer Yetzirah is Mamish Daim Tikshafim. They're doing it. It's being done with their Maisa. Now, they're not using Kaychas Atum, they're using Kaychas HaKedusha. And Mamela, it's Mutter. Mashing and Shedim, the Shedim are doing it. You're not doing it, Bechlal. That's not Mutter. That's not even Kshafim altogether. And Gavaldigim Achleik is Menakatsa Lakatsa. And the Rosh also brings this raya that the Ran brings, that since Abaya made this chilek, Baisa's Maisa Shedim is Mutal Gamri. And he brings another raya. There's a Gemara later, Daf Kuf Aleph, in Perek Chelek, that says it ain't Shalem B'Shedim B'Shabbos. It's a problem in Seichav Sucha. And it bases it off of Chol Aser. And the Gemara says, Afer B'Yasi Layaser Elam Ne'asakana. So talking about Shalem B'Shedim, and one says it's Aser on Shabbos, and one says Af B'Chol Aser, but that's because it's Sakana. You go start chepping with the Shedim, who knows what's going to happen? But if it's Kishif, so it's Kishif, not al Sakana. Vice Daisa, Maisa Shedim is Mutter Batsim. Might be a problem with Sakana, but Batsim, it's not Bechlal Kishif. But Tainit Derosh is not such a Sharkarayim from that Gemara. Because that Gemara says, ain't Shailim B'Shedim. Shailim B'Shedim means to ask them questions. Let's say something was stolen. You want to know who stole it? You ask the Shedim, they know. But you're not doing any maisa. You're communicating with the Shedim. Communicating with the Shedim is mutter, if you want to ask them questions. But having the Shedim do a maisa for you, that's a different story. That you don't see from that Gemara, it's mutter. So the Rosh was clearing about it. He wasn't Parshat Klar, and the Torah says he was neiter that it was mutter. Torah brings Rabbeinu Yeshaya, which we have in the Pesukim, it also has this kshafim. He says, if you're doing it a day shmeis of akdashim, then it's mutter. That's good lasik v'rasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anything you do on your day, Shedim and day, the Kaychas Atumah, that's awesome, that's Kishif. Now, the Beis Yosef brings Tshuvas Ramban, the Tshuvas Ramban that we mentioned in different times, it's in Simon Reish Pei Gimel, that he brings, and like the Rambam brings also, that the Minig and Almanov, I'm not sure where that is, a place that they did the Shadim. They did Maisa Shadim. And that's why he's saying, it's carved to say like the Ran, that Maisa Shadim is Mutter. It's not Kishif. Kishif is a different thing. But the Rambam brings a raya that Maisa Shadim is Mutter, because you find in common Gemaras, they used to use Shadim. You find the Maisa with Shlomo HaMelech, that he dealt with Ashmenai and did things with him. You find Yosef Shida was sent on errands. You find an Erev and Daf Mem Gimel. The guy in also brings Kama Maisis from the Gemara, from the Bavli, from the Ishami, from the Joshim, where they did things with Shadim. So how does that stem with the place going to hold that Maisis Shadim is Kishif? So Rabbeinu Ruchem brings from Rabbeinu Eliezer, he says, that when you use the Shemus HaKadoshim to be Machriach the Shadim to do things, that's taka like Sefer Yetzirah. That's Mestam and Achilik. When you use Kaychas HaTumah to deal with the Shadim, so that, according to the Raman, the Piskei Rid is Mamish Kishif and Spiskila. But when you use Kaychas HaKadusha to Mechrich the Shadim to do something, that already could be like Sefer Yetzirah. See, Rashi says the Heter of Sefer Yetzirah is it's Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu Hein, Aydei Shem Kedusha Shalai. So I'm not sure if that would apply to using the Shemus Kedusha to get the Shadim to do something. Vinish Vida Shadim did it. But maybe Rashi holds the Maisa Shadim is not Mutter. So that's what's about all the Gemaras that they're able to use Shadim. But if you hold that Maisa Shadim is also Kishif, so maybe the Sefer Yetzirah is about as long as you're using the Shemus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the Kishif, that's already has the same thing as Sefer Yetzirah. So Bekitza, the Arpaiskim, the Arishainim that hold their man, the Taisus Rin, they hold that Maisa Shadim is Mamish Kishif. And what do you do with the Gemara that says that Emesh Bin, Ein Shailim, Shadim, B'Shabbos, and B'Chayil Tzasi Al Sakana? So the Rosh says it's the difference between doing something with Shadim and asking the Shadim. And the Ran and the Chuvis Raman hold that Maisa Shadim is Mutter Lagami. It's not Kishif altogether. And Rebbeinu Ruchem brings Rebbeinu Eliezer that the Maisa Shadim, if you force them Ayidei Kaychas HaTumah, it could be Kishif. But if you force them Ayidei Shemus HaKadoshim, that could be Mutter. And all this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber and the Ramah, Sima Kufayin Teh Sifteh Zayin. Shulchan Aruch starts off, Maisa Shadim Aser. That's like the Ramah and Rabbeinu Yishaya. And they says, V'yesh Mishamat L'Shol Bem Al Gnevu, and the Ramah says, U'kiyetzu B'zeh. Some say you can ask them information. That's the Rush. Because the Chayetz off in the Gemara, you can ask them. Vaisa says, that's not called Maisa Shadim. And then he brings, V'yedei Ashba, Hashem Ashbi, Aysim, Adei Shemus, Yesh Matirim B'chol Inyan. That's Rabbeinu Eliezer, Rabbeinu Ruchem brings. That's the only way to understand how they use Shadim, that if you're using Shemus HaKadosh, you use the Shadim, so right it is a Heter. And then the Ramah fears, Eis, Mikol Malkam, Roi Va'iskim, Zainim, Iftarim, Mem, B'shalom, Malkain, Shem, and Afshi, Yerchik, Mehem. Ramah says, don't, it's not the wise thing, even if it's Mutter, most people, I guess, unless you're a big tzaddik, a tremendous Mekubal, you really know what you're doing, but most people that use Shadim end up damaging them, so Shem, and Afshi, Yerchik, Mehem, that's the Maskan of the Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.